And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garo. A fear of renewed war. A tense calm hangs over Ethiopia's Tigray region more than a year after a brutal civil war ended. Now, fears of a new conflict are rising as accusations fly between Tigrayan authorities, the Ethiopian government, and neighboring Eritrea, leaving the local population caught in a grip of economic and moral crisis. Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart discusses the growing instability.
Despite a peace deal signed in November of 2022, residents in Tigray's capital, Mekelle, are bracing for the possibility of renewed conflict. A local tour guide says bookings have dried up and that he and his colleagues are facing a severe economic crisis, even before any new fighting begins. Many are considering leaving the country. Tensions are escalating as Tigray's leaders accuse Ethiopian federal authorities of breaching the peace agreement with drone strikes. At the same time, Ethiopia's government accuses Eritrea of mobilizing armed groups in Tigray. The feared scenario is that Eritrea, formerly aligned with Ethiopia, could now team up with Tigrayan forces in a new war against the Ethiopian military. The instability is already having a direct impact. Ethiopian Airlines recently canceled flights to the region after clashes broke out, disrupting travel and the vital tourism industry. Farmers also report that the supply chain disruptions have left them without fuel for irrigation pumps or fertilizer for their crops, leaving them deeply concerned for their livelihoods. The situation has prompted calls for restraint from the United Nations and several countries. For the people on the ground, like farmer Johannes Tesfe, there is a sense of helplessness. He told reporters that all his family can do is pray and hope for help from the global community to bring reconciliation between all the forces. For more information, visit apnews.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garrow.